I don't think they're ready for this. This is different. A LA Ram podcast, not based in California, but based in Florida? Come on now. You know I had to do it. Ram Nation, stand up. It's Ramley Talk from the Playmakers Bar podcast, hosted by Darnell the Playmaker Salads. Let's talk Rams football.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm back. You already know what this is. This is Ramley Talk with your boy Darnell the Playmaker Salads. Yeah, I'm back. I had to come back because we got some unfinished business to take care of before the regular season starts in the NFL. So, without further ado, we're going to get into the latest episode of Hard Knocks. Pretty touching episode, I must say. I did a couple of polls here on social media, so we're going to go over those polls and whatnot. And we're going to get into some news and notes from the Rams camp. And we're going to call it that. Oh, by the way, we're going to finish off the regular season preview predictions with the last four games of the regular season schedule. So, without further ado, let's go ahead and jump into our first topic, and that will be... Let's get into what happened on Hard Knocks. So, apparently, everybody know what happened up in Wisconsin with the tragic shooting of Jacob Blake. Young African-American man, young black man, shot 7 times in the back by police officers. A lot of stories have came out about it, but seeing the video is still disturbing because what possessed you to shoot a man 7 times in the back? Like, what does that, like, honestly, what makes you shoot a man that many times in the back? Nevertheless, however, Sean McVay seen it. He couldn't believe what he saw. I like what he did. He got with the team. He got with the leaders of the team. So we're talking about Robert Woods, Cooper Kupp, Jared Goff, Aaron Donald, a couple of the coaches. And it's like, yo, what do we do? How do y'all want to proceed? Do y'all want to practice? Do y'all not want to practice in protest? What do y'all want to do? And I love Robert Woods, what he said. If we're not going to practice, what actions are we going to take? What's the use of not practicing if we're not going to do nothing? This is more about action now. We already had the dialogue. We keep continuing having the dialogue, but we have to put action behind it now. So what are we going to do? So instead of the Rams protesting and canceling practice, they went ahead and practiced. I'm going to say this, even though this is a Rams podcast, I'm going to go ahead and say this about the Chargers. I love what the Chargers did. They supposed to have that first scrimmage at SoFi Stadium. This would have been the first time they've been at SoFi Stadium. But instead of it, Coach Anthony Lynn got his team together. They had a conversation. They came out. They weren't going to scrimmage. And it was broadcast on NFL Network. So that's something I like seeing that. I also love what we did, though. We want to talk action. We want to put action behind it. So the team has partnered up with Rock the Vote. Now I know how that started. I was kind of afraid because I got the notification on my phone. And I was like, ooh, okay, Rock the Vote. How did that happen? So that's one of the things that they are promoting voting, which is a very important thing to do. Everybody can't stress this enough. When November 3rd gets through, we need everybody voting. Like, seriously, this is one of the most important elections in U.S. history. You guys have to vote. Your vote matters. If you don't believe me, I'm going to tell y'all this. Right here in Jacksonville, Florida, where I am from, is currently staying at. The city has elected 3 African black women to office. 3. Telling you, your vote counts. Now, you want to talk about, we got the electoral college. I get all that. But where you stay at? What county are you in? Vote for those guys, too. When you put certain people in office that run your county, run your state, your city, you can get the changes that you want. The president, all that will come later. But you gotta vote, especially for your primary, especially for your general election. Y'all, November 3rd, y'all gotta vote. And I love what the NBA, the NFL are doing. They are promoting voting. So that I love. You guys gotta vote. Now, continuing on what's going on in Hard Knocks with the LA Rams, we got into a sneak peek of Vance Jefferson. Hold on, before I get into Vance Jefferson, just remember, I love what our running back coach, Thomas Brown, called his running backs into action. Me talking about Malcolm Brown, Cam Akers, Darryl Henderson, John Kelly. Yo, he literally said, our running back coach said, yo, I coach y'all. This is what I do for a living. This is my job, but that's not who I am. When you have the opportunity to use your platform, use it. If you have the opportunity to use your platform and you don't use it, then what are you here for? So it's basically saying, if you got a platform, use your platform. If not, then what are you doing? What you doing for? You just doing it just to do it? You have a platform. I have a platform. This is my platform. Rambly talk, hoops talk, best on the mic, college football take, Flashback Fridays over on Pipe Bomb Radio. I'm about to get ready to do this NFL carousel with Alex Fleming, Eric Gordon, and the rest of them who put this together. I have platforms, and I have to use my platform to discuss how, yo, sports, we love sports. Sports is a distraction for us. Sports is something that we love watching, we love talking about, we love doing for those of us who used to do it, and probably still can do it, but people, just like Cooper Kupp said, don't let sports be your distraction when there's other stuff going on in the real world. Like, it's good and all to have sports, but to keep using just to make it a distraction, it's got to stop. I love what Cooper Kupp said. Cooper Kupp gets it. He understands it. And I'm sorry that I had to start off like this, but that's the one thing they brought up first. You can't ignore it. So now, let me get into Vance Jefferson. I got into Vance Jefferson last week, and y'all heard me talk about Vance Jefferson. Did they not just say the same thing that I just said last week about Vance Jefferson? Matter of fact, Good Money Football, Peter Stricker had him his sixth. He did a top 10 of breakout stars. He did the only ones I've seen right now was 10 through 6. And Vance Jefferson is sixth on that list, a rookie to be a breakout player for 2020 on Peter Schrager's list is number 6. That would be Vance Jefferson. They saying what he said was he's drawing comparisons out of Rams from what he hearing from Rams camp is he's getting comparisons to Keenan Allen. Ironically, the guy that plays for the other LA team. For his route running ability, he's catching the ball. I told y'all this last week. I told y'all. Look, you have three receivers who can run routes crisply, effectively, and they all can catch the ball. Like, bruh, I know. See, when I get to these polls, and I already know why people saying what they saying when it comes to Rams and stuff like that. Bro, y'all, listen to me. Robert Woods, Cooper Kupp, and Vance Jefferson can run precise routes, and they all have great catching abilities. Imagine our offensive line continues playing well like they finished the season off. We got a run game going with Darryl Henderson, Cam Akers, and Michael Brown. Who you going to double? If you double Robert Woods, you're leaving Cooper Kupp and Vance Jefferson one-on-one. If you double Cooper Kupp, you're leaving Robert Woods and Vance Jefferson one-on-one. And if you don't double, all three of them one-on-one. Pick your poison. Who you going to do? By the way, they put Jalen Ramsey on Vance Jefferson. I got to admit, Jalen Ramsey gave him the business. I'm not going to lie. Jalen Ramsey gave Vance Jefferson the business. I'm just going to keep it real. He got that pick and took it all the way back. That boy, y'all better play Jalen Ramsey. Yeah, play Jay. Play Jalen Ramsey. I'm going to keep saying it until y'all pay that man. Pay Jalen Ramsey his money. Please. Thank you. For all Ram Nation. Thank you very much. Now, they did some cuts. Fortunately, one of our featured rookies, Clay Johnson, was not on that list so far, from what I've seen on Hard Knocks. Not to say he's not on the list, but we're going to see. if Clay Johnson can make the 53-man roster, it might be easy because we did lose a running back to an injury by, was it Tevon Howard, I think it was, who suffered a meniscus injury, and he's done for the season, unfortunately. I think he's going to his third year with us. That's unfortunate. Prayers go out to you, sir, for a great, I mean, great, perfect surgery and a great healing and recovery time for you. And hope to see you next season, sir. Go ahead and God, shout us out to you. Go ahead and rest up and do stuff like that. Now that we got Hard Knocks out the way, let's shift gears here to a poll. So I did two separate polls. I did a poll for all Rams fans on social media, and I did a poll for football fans in general. So let's get to the Rams poll first. So the question was, it was a two-part question. Will the Rams win the NFC West, and will they make the playoffs? So, like I said, I'm in like six different Rams group on Facebook. And I'm going to put it like this. 52% of y'all saying the Rams will win the NFC West. 19% of y'all say they will make the playoffs. And 29% of y'all said neither, which is interesting. That means I have some of everything. I have some Rams fans who just believe in the Rams, and no matter what the situation may be, they're going to believe in their team, and they're going to have the courage of their conviction and go with the Rams all day, every day. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with your team. I got some who are optimistic, saying, yeah, we can win the division, but we can make the playoffs too, so I wouldn't be surprised that we get a wild card spot. Okay. And you got those who can speak truthfully, and those who just don't believe it, don't believe in this team. Those are the ones like, yo, I don't see us winning nothing but four games. Nah, we're going to win but seven. We got some of them names enough. But, hey, I like it. It shows people where you're at and how this team looks compared to what happened last year. So, I get it. The 29% of y'all don't feel too good about this Rams team. I understand. Linebacker questions, offensive line questions, running back questions, trying to figure out can Jared Goff get back to what he was 2 years ago instead of what happened last year. I understand. I understand the questions. I got you. Nobody needs to be mad at them. There's people like that on every team, on every fan base. There's people like that. You got ours. Those of you who are optimistic, we can make a wild card. We can get to the playoffs. I like it. He's saying, we're not the best team in our division. We understand that. And we got some things to work out. Offensive line, linebacker, we got some things to work out. But we got key players. Jared Goff, Robert Woods, Cooper Kupp, Tyler Higbee, Gerald Everett, Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey, John Johnson. We got key players in key spots. So I feel good. Believe in Sean McVay's offense. Believe he's a great play caller. We're going to see how the defense looks, changing schemes with a new D coordinator. We're going to see. But I feel optimistic. We can get a wild card. I like that. And then you got those who feel strong about the Rams. Man, look here. 49ers ain't this. Seahawks ain't that. Who cares about the Cardinals? We're going to take this division. We're going to show the world you don't mess with L.A. I like them people. I like everybody. I mean, me personally, speak the truth. If you speaking the truth to me, very good. I just want the truth. I want the cold truth honesty. I'm going to be honest with y'all. Them damn 49ers give me a problem, man. Them Seahawks, they might be a problem. Them Cardinals. Woo! That boy Keith Kingsbury, he got something going on. They said Kyler Murray done bulked up something. That's not good, knowing that he's a running quarterback and he's a running quarterback who can throw the ball. So we're going to hold off on that, though. We're going to hold off on that. Now, oh, that's good from the Rams side. So, but let's get to the football side. To the other 31 other fan bases out there, football fans out there. Who's going to win the AFC West? And I'm not surprised at how the results came about. 41% for the Seahawks and the 49ers. 12% for the Rams and 6% for the Cardinals. So people still believe the Cardinals would be the bottom of the barrel when it comes to the NFC West, but they looking at San Fran and Seattle. So this is it. This is their division, and we just, for us Rams, we just here. We just filling up the spot. They have no faith in the Rams. One bad year. It wasn't even a bad year. We went 9-7, by the way. And that was looking terrible. No, offensive line struggle. Todd Gurley ain't healthy. D-line defense having a problem. And we still went. 9-7. Hell, if they did the extra wild card thing last year, we would have been in the playoffs. But ever since then, we ain't nothing. It's all about the 49ers and Seahawks. See, them the people there that end up looking stupid at the end, because they'll take one bad year and make it seem like it's gonna continue to happen for a long time. Y'all people though, I don't like what y'all doing. But for the 12% of y'all who voted for the Rams, I appreciate it. Y'all saying don't sleep on the Rams. Don't sleep on the Rams just because they had one off season. Don't sleep on these boys. And then most people, when it comes to wild card, pretty much everybody picked Seattle. So they pretty much saying San Fran is going to win the NFC West. Seattle's going to get the wild card, and the Rams and Cardinals going to be like last year, sitting out looking stupid. We going to see, because we going to see about that. We definitely going to see about that one. Do I agree with them? I can see their case though, because San Fran, they was in the Super Bowl last year. Even though they lost to Kansas City, they was in the Super Bowl last year. They won the NFC. I mean, 2 years ago, we did the same thing. We won the NFC. We was in the Super Bowl. We lost to the New England Patriots. So I can see that. Seattle's in Seattle, man. How many times they missed the playoff? How many times they missed the playoffs in the Pete Carroll Russell Wilson era? What, once, twice, maybe? They always in the conversation. They always in the conversation for the division. They always in the conversation for the wild card. Either way, they gonna get one of them. One of the two. And they usually get one of the two. But they only been to the Super Bowl twice in that span of time. They won one when they smacked around Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos. Never forget Cam Chancellor popping the hell out of Demaryius Thomas on that first play, and it went downhill. Actually, I take that back. That first play, it was a safety because the ball went over Peyton Manning's head into the end zone. And then they second play with the ball, it was when Cam Chancellor knocked the hell out of Demaryius Thomas, and it was downhill from there. And then you lost to, everybody know this, New England Patriots, because you decided to throw the ball instead of getting the ball to Marshawn Lynch at the half-yard line. But nevertheless, the Seahawks are always in there. They always are. I can't deny that. So I can't deny it. But it is what it is. It is what it is. Now that I got the poll out the way, let's go ahead. And I already got to my news and notes already. Let's go ahead and finish out this scheduling here for the Los Angeles Rams. And last time I left you guys, I think we was 9-3 on the season. So that's a quick recap. I was beating the Dallas Cowboys 31-24, by the way. I'm going to say this again. After week 4, I have the right to change my picks, okay? My first 4 picks, I am locked in. I'm locked in on my first 4 picks. So I got us beating the Cowboys. We're losing at Philly. We're going to win at Buffalo, and we're going to beat the Giants. That was my first 4 official picks. I'm not changing them picks. I'm going with them picks, okay? That's how I see it. I see it as like the first 4 games, 3-4. That's if we can get to 4 games, because we still got the coronavirus going on here. And people still are getting sick and dying from this virus because incompetence in leadership. That's all I'm going to say. Now, week 5, I got us beating the Washington Redskins, beating them down. Week 6, Sunday Night Football at San Francisco, I got us losing that one. Then we come back Monday night at home against Chicago. We're going to win that one. At the Dolphins on week 8, we're going to win that one. 6-2 on the season. So far, we're losing to Philly, losing to San Fran, both on the road. Okay. Now, if you want to say you're going to lose to Buffalo, I'm not going to argue with you because it is at Buffalo nonetheless. That's not an easy place to win it either. So we could lose that one, but I got us winning that one by 3. Right now, 6-2. Our bye week is week 9. I got us beating Seattle our first meeting. I got us going to Tampa Bay on week 11 on Monday Night Football, and we taking down Tom Brady and them 31-30. Damn it. Alex, if you hearing this, if you ever hear this, Alex Fleming, yes, I said my Rams going to take down your Tom Brady Buccaneers, damn it. And I'm sticking to it. Round 2 between San Fran and the Rams. This time is in L.A. at SoFi Stadium. We take that one by 4, 28-4. And then it's our first meeting in the desert with the Arizona Cardinals. We lose that one 34-24. So after 12 games, I see us 9-3. So, now mind you, some of y'all can say we're going to lose to the Buffalo Bills. Some of y'all can say we can lose to Tampa Bay on Monday Night Football. So, you can say 7-5, 8-4, 9-3. I will not argue with you guys on none of them. I'm not going to argue with you about the Buffalo pick. I'm not going to argue with you about the Tampa Bay pick. It is what it is. Because I see both sides to it. Both games are close. I got the Rams beating Buffalo by a touchdown. And I got us beating Tampa Bay by 1 point. That can go either way. I have no doubt whatsoever on the other side. The other side, this is good. Those games are 50-50. Whatever way you feel, go with that. So now I got us at 9-3. I got us going in 3 stretches of 4 games, 3-1 in each other. All our losses is on the road, pretty much. Meaning we are protecting home field advantage right about now. We're protecting home field, which is a good thing. Brand new stadium, first year open. You damn well might want to protect the home stadium. You want to make a statement the first year the new stadium is open. You want to protect the home. That's just me. But now let's get to week 14 to begin our last 4 games of the season. I'm going to say this again. If we can make it this far with everything that's going on with COVID-19 and the incoming leadership in office, hopefully, prayerfully, to God, we can get through a regular season. And if we do, week 14 is Thursday night at home against them damn New England Patriots. It would be a damn shame we can beat Tom Brady and we can't beat the damn New England Patriots. Cam Newton might be starting, but we already played Cam Newton before. We know the style of Cam Newton and we know how to work with Cam Newton. We gonna win that game on Thursday night. Let's go, give me 24-21. That's a win. That puts us at 10-3 on the year. 10-3. Next week, after that, week 15, the New York Jets. So, I have a whooping on the Giants, 38-20. And then you're going to come back and play the New York Jets in week 15, 38-10. That's a W. We're going to smash both New York teams by a combined score of 76-30. I don't believe in none of the New York teams. The Giants are the Jets. Both of y'all can just. Both y'all dumpster fires. I love Saquon Barkley. I'm just mad he got drafted to the Giants. Because he needs to be in a better situation. He needs to be in a better situation. Okay? The New York Giants is not what it is for Saquon Barkley. I'm just going to say that right here, right now. Okay? Okay. Now, Sam Darnold. He might be seeing ghosts again like he did on that Monday night game against the New England Patriots. He might be seeing ghosts again. So I can see Jalen Ramsey getting the pick 6. I can see Aaron Donald forcing a fumble and probably get about 3 sacks. Le'Veon Bell, I don't even think Le'Veon Bell really want to be there like that, so I don't even know how he going to play. What receivers they got? I don't think they have Robbie Anderson no more. So what receivers they got? Jamison Crowder? Good receiver. Give him his due. Or like people like to say, give him his roses. But, Week 16 at the Seattle Seahawks. I'm going to be honest with you guys. That's going to be an L for us. That's going to be an L. So, I got us winning the first meeting, 38-32. We're going to lose this one, 30-27. Seahawks get us 30-27. That's an L for us right there. So, that puts us at what? 11 and 4, and then we finish out the season at home against the Cardinals. I got us winning that one. I see us winning. I see us beating the Cardinals. The first meeting is what, 31-24 Cardinals win. This one, we going to win this one. By a score of, I'll give it 27-24. So I see us finish the season off another stretch of 3-1. 3-1 all the way down. 12-4. I say we finish the season 12-4. And so let me think here, because I looked at the San Francisco schedule. Let me go back and look at their schedule. So I think San Fran might take the division. So I can see San Fran going 13-3. I say San Francisco 49ers go 13-3, and they won the NFC West. So I'm gonna be real. We go 12-4. We get a wild card spot. So 12-4. Wild card team for the Rams. See how the Seahawks. I can see them going. I can see the Seahawks going 10-6 and getting a wild card spot. So that's three teams in the playoffs from the NFC West, and the Arizona Cardinals, as they are rebuilding and continue to thrive and getting better under King Kingsbury and Kyler Murray, I see them going 8-8 and just missing the playoffs. That's how I see the NFC West going to be won. I'm sorry. I'm pretty sure a lot of y'all was probably thinking I was going to say the Rams win the division. But I think the San Francisco 49ers go 13-3 and they win the division for a second year in a row. We go 12-4. We get a wild card spot, and Seattle go 10-6. They get a wild card spot. The only team missing the playoffs out of that division will be the Arizona Cardinals. But some bright spots in Arizona. I mean, I'm looking next year. It might be the time to get scared of the Arizona Cardinals. So just how I see the NFC West going. But we will get back in the playoffs. Trust and believe that. We will get back in the playoffs. I will not be denied the playoffs in LA. Trust me on that. So now, with that being said, I think that's all I got for you guys on this episode, because next week is the beginning. Cowboys, Rams, Sunday Night Football, September 13th. It's go time. That means from next week's show on now, we previewing games fully. We reviewing games the next week, and we going to get ready for Rams football. So I thank you guys for allowing me to get through this preseason. Do we call it preseason? I don't even know what to call it, because we didn't have no preseason game. So I don't know. Well, helping me get through the first three episodes of this to get ready for Rams football. Hope you are ready with me. So now, if you're not following the podcast, you can follow the podcast on Spotify, on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Speaker.com, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio. You can catch Ramley Podcast anywhere, any platform that you listen to your Rams podcast or any other podcast. So subscribe there. And if you are listening on Apple Podcasts, leave a rate and review of the podcast. Let me know how I am doing. If I need to do something better or if you're enjoying it, just let me know. Because I'm enjoying this, and I want to get better to make sure I bring the best Ram podcast I can bring to you guys. Even though this is the first one I ain't doing, I want to always get better. I want the criticism. I want to construct the criticism, because it'll help me get better. So if you do that for me, no problem. Hit me up on Facebook, Down at the Playmaker Silence. Hit me up on Instagram and Twitter, Playmaker20, D20 Playmaker. Follow the Playmakers blog on all social media platforms. Go to our website, theplaymakersblog.com. Check out all our posts and stuff. And check out all our other podcasts and Groups Talk. That's coming this week, because we're getting into the next round for the NBA playoffs. The East is already like two games in. The West about to start up. We got Into the Net LC, brought to you by the Bear of Texas podcast by my boy Alex Alcazar, a.k.a. the Bear Man. He keep bringing it up, and I'm going to say it for him because I love him. I'm going to be on his podcast, his first Cowboys Talk podcast, because it is Cowboys and Rams. So I'll be doing a lot of Cowboys and Rams talk coming up next week. I'm not ready for it, but I'm going to be ready because I know Rams Nation is going to be behind me. So, yep, like I said, NFL Carousel, that's going to be on social media platforms, through Facebook mainly. I'll be debating with one of my other good friends, Stacy. I love you, Stacy, but I'm coming for you because I got to get on your Cowboys. Other than that, until next week, Ram Nation, the Playmakers out. I'll catch y'all later.